Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Your Rockets playing the Spurs tonight.
I feel it's going to be disappointing if you're a Rockets fan. It's one of those nights you just got to take your medicine.
The Rockets have played pretty well over their last 10 games or so. To me, games like this are sort of measuring sticks, and you know the Spurs are better than you. See where you are.
When you've got the Spurs or the Warriors, you just bring lube. Players Association signed an agreement saying they won't do this, 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 and this. So it doesn't say you can do this as long as it's legal in your country.
Yeah, they don't test you for it. And I think this is one of those stories that should not be getting any attention, just like the Tom Brady thing shouldn't have gotten any attention.
I think it's strange that the NFL suddenly started looking into this.
Why are you announcing, oh, we're investigating this now? Because you don't want to look like you were playing favorites? Or because you're trying to get attention to something besides the game again?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And usually at 6:15 we play the What Are the Odds game. We're going to do it at 6:30 today where you can win that $50 Quaker Steak and Lube gift card. But if you just want to get in before that, this segment's fine. You just can't win the gift card. I do have some things to give away too. But if you missed the first 2 hours, all available, podcastarena.com. And absolutely not, said Carjacker. That's the second close call I'm going to have today with a wreck. We don't want you to wreck, okay? We're just trying to get you home in one piece. And, you know, don't do what he did or else that might not happen. We don't want dead blitzers. So don't die from the Carjacker.
Please.
Yeah. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN.
Eddie Griffin didn't die from it, did he?
Well,
died from something else.
Later. Hit by a train. I don't know if he was. I don't remember exactly what he was doing when he hit the train. I don't know if that was it or not. I'm kind of curious how the police knew that that's how this guy crashed.
Okay.
And I guess he was naked when he got tossed out of the car. And I don't. Was there a camera somewhere?
I don't remember.
No, I'm talking about Eddie Griffin. I'm talking about this guy who, because the police said that. So,
Eddie Griffin had a blood alcohol level of a 0.26 when he died. That other stuff, I think he got caught some other time.
Okay. Yeah, not so it wasn't the one that killed him. It was a different one. Eddie Griffin, when he was playing for the Timberwolves, was drunk and masturbating when he crashed his SUV into a parked Suburban outside a store.
Ah.
That's what it was.
Well, I can understand it happening at 3:30 in the morning like it did with that guy, because obviously he had been drinking and felt the need. I'm still stunned that it was like 6:30 in the morning when I was driving to work that time. Who does it then? I mean,
yeah.
Who does it driving a Prius? That is just the weirdest thing to me. I mean, I guess there's certain vehicles I wouldn't be surprised. I just wouldn't think a Prius guy would be messing with his interior.
No.
It's just me. I don't know. 713-780-ESPN. Let's squeeze in a quick phone call. Corey, you're on the Blitz. What's up, Corey?
First. Anyway, hey, sports. I've got a question for you. What are the odds MVP of Super Bowl is a defensive player?
That's a pretty good one, because I think
in this game I could definitely see that being the case.
Yeah, I think, in fact, if Denver wins, it's probably going to be because somebody ran back an interception or Von Miller goes off for four sacks. I could see Kuechly. I could see Josh Norman picking off a couple. I'll have to look at these Super Bowl MVP odds and give you an exact number, but I think it's reasonable.
Yeah.
Your biggest threat on offense would be Cam Newton.
Agreed.
I think there would be sort of the sentimental Peyton Manning choice if they won, but I don't know that he's got it in him to have an MVP kind
of
game.
Who is the AFC champion? Do they have an AFC championship game MVP? Do they do that anymore? Or do they get rid of that stupid award?
I really don't know.
I mean, who would you have said was the MVP of that game?
Von Miller.
I would have said that too, but you could have also made an argument for Owen Daniels, right?
Yeah, he scored
multiple touchdown catches.
Yeah, but I don't think he was the reason they won the game. He was on the receiving end.
Yeah.
I don't know. What makes you think Prius guys get action? Well, there is that.
Steve Buehnen drives a Prius.
Does he?
Yeah. I think a Prius, right? I wanted to say a smart car, but I think he drives a Prius.
Yeah, he does.
Well, if the car were that smart, he could train it to do it for him while he's driving.
Yeah. He's Steve is super into the environment and things like that.
Yeah. He's
not that I'm not, but he's probably more so than me.
Definitely more than I am, I can tell you that. So, okay, 918, I'll explain this to you because you're one of those sticklers that I have to explain this to about once a week. What are the odds that on What Are the Odds Wednesday you guys actually answer the questions with a percentage? Okay, yeah, we know it's a percentage, but What Are the Percentage Wednesday sounds dumber than your question, okay?
God, where's 918?
I have no idea, but you've just shamed your area code.
Oh, Oklahoma.
Oh, well, there you go. That explains it.
Everything.
Shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
But I get, we have new people, and they're like, hey, I'm going to prove I'm smarter than you. Good luck.
You win.
Yeah, you're smarter than us. Hey, let's, gray squirrel? Is that really what that says?
Yeah, it says gray squirrel.
I got to take that phone call. What's up, gray squirrel?
What's up, guys?
What's up, sports?
Hey, this is Gray Squirrel. If y'all could sit around, drink beer, and have a seance, which three athletes would y'all communicate with and why?
Athletes?
The best drinking buddy athletes?
No, I think we're going to be getting drunk or stoned and then reaching out to dead athletes.
Yeah, what? Okay. So they have to be living?
No, they have to be dead. It's a seance.
Okay. Andre the Giant, number one.
Okay.
Who else would be fun to hang out with? I mean, are we sticking strictly to alcohol, or can I invite, like, Dwight Gooden and Lawrence Taylor?
Dwight Gooden's not dead yet.
Oh, they have to be dead. You're
yeah.
Right. Okay. I keep forgetting.
Honestly.
Who's going to bring blow, though?
I'll be honest with you. I can't think of three dead athletes that I would care to spend any time with. Now, if you would say famous people.
Mickey Mantle, number two.
Mickey Mantle would be a good
Mickey
one.
Mickey Mantle, Andre the Giant, and maybe Babe Ruth was a pretty good drunk, too.
Yeah. Now, just.
Whitey Ford was another guy who went hard. But I need somebody who's got some coke, probably, if I'm getting super hammered with dead guys.
Well, if this goes back to which historical figures you'd want to get high with. And I'll just go back to that. One of them would be Abe Lincoln.
Yeah.
One of them would be Plato. And I think the other one would be Jim Morrison.
Really?
That'd be my three guys I'd want to get high with. Maybe Jimi Hendrix or Jim Morrison. There would be one of those two. One musician, one philosopher, and Abe Lincoln. Because how could you not? Abe Lincoln.
You think Martin Luther King smoked weed?
I don't think so.
But do you think Abraham Lincoln did?
No, but they had back then. They all did opium.
That's true.
That was, I mean, it was like us drinking beer now.
Okay,
it'd be totally fine.
Oh, what?
Is Ken Caminiti too soon? No.
Give me three current athletes you'd party with.
Three
currently playing. Mm-hmm.
I have to think about that. Because most of these guys, yeah, well, I'd party with Manziel.
Okay.
That would be fun.
Give me Miguel Cabrera.
Okay.
Alex Ovechkin and Josh Hamilton.
Ovechkin's a good one. Yeah, almost any hockey player is pretty good, except Sid Crosby. He's kind of a wuss. But Patrick Kane.
Oh,
since I'm getting a hockey player.
He probably gets some sex out of that.
Manziel, Patrick Kane.
Not from Patrick Kane.
No,
but
no,
from
no, from somewhere.
Some unsuspecting chick.
Yeah, which.
Allegedly.
Yeah, exactly. And I have to think about my third. All right, we let's give something away here on the way out, and then we have a guest coming up next. Let's give away. Where the heck is it? Ah. 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Join me for live thoroughbred racing. Enjoy a complimentary buffet and sit in the special ESPN section at Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday, January 30th at the special 5 p.m. post time. Everyone can play in the handicapping contest. The winner of that gets a dinner for four at the Winner's Circle Restaurant. 5 to 7 is when I'll be out there. Watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston. Caller 10. These are really good tickets because it's a great, great race card Saturday night. You want to be out there. Serena Williams, that'd be my third.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to go out and party and get high with Serena Williams.
Okay.
All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.
Hope Solo.
Ooh, that winner. Damn. Should have thought of that. And we are back on the Blitz. We'll get back to your phone calls in just a moment. Going to do something a little bit differently here because University of Houston's been in the news a lot lately, mostly because Coach Herman is coming off the year they just had. But
they were good at sport this
year.
They
were good at sport. Basketball, hit and miss. But Robert Jacobus has written a book called Houston Cougars in the 1960s, and he's going to join us now. And I got a chance to read this. And even as someone who went there and someone who was in the journalism business for as long as I was, there's so many of these stories that I didn't know anything about. And the integration and all the things that happened, what spurred you to write this book?
Actually, it was about 10 years ago, and it was this time of year, and it was when the movie Glory Road came out. That was about Texas Western University when they defeated all-white Kentucky in the 1966 NCAA championship game. And I started thinking they'd got all this publicity, but I knew there was a story at U of H, and I knew they were one of the integration pioneers. And so I started digging into it, and what I found is there had never really been a book written about it. A lot of articles and newspaper clippings here and there, but really nothing in depth. And so I decided to just start interviewing people that were from back then, and just kind of morphed into a book.
Guy Lewis, when he got in the Hall of Fame, one of the things they talked about was him integrating basketball down here. Talk about that a little bit, because I know you deal with that quite a bit.
Yes. Well, you know, first of all, when Guy started here at U of H, you know, basketball was not on the par with football here in Texas, and so he recruited a lot of players from up north, white players, and they came down here. His first All-American, Gary Phillips, was from Illinois, and the Cougars got to a certain level as far as quality of teams, things like that, but then he realized that if he wanted to take the next step, he had to integrate. And the college actually integrated in the summer of 1962, and then he got the green light from the university president, Dr. Hoffman, to integrate the athletic program, he and Bill Yeoman on the football side. And so they looked around the Houston area, and they actually found a couple athletes. One was the one that led Texas Western to the NCAA championship eventually, and that was David Latin, a Houston native, Worthing High School. And Coach Lewis wanted him to integrate U of H, but it was about a year too early, and he wanted Latin to go off to a junior college and then come back and integrate. But Latin ended up not doing that, and so from there, Coach Lewis turned his attention to two young men from Louisiana, Don Chaney from Baton Rouge and Elvin Hayes from the northeast Louisiana town of Rayville.
Those two worked out okay.
Yes, very much so.
You deal with the game of the century, which I think a lot of people don't realize kind of launched college basketball into what it is today. It was the first televised game, primetime televised game, 52,000 fans, and ended UCLA's winning streak. How important was that game in how college basketball is now?
Well, it is basically the game that launched college basketball into what it is now. It's still what I consider the most important regular season game ever played, because you had the two top teams in the nation, both undefeated. You had the two top stars in the game, Lew Alcindor or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Elvin Hayes. And you know, 52,000 fans, like you said. And, you know, the game went down to the wire. You know, Cougars pulled off the upset. UCLA had won 47 in a row. And first nationally televised game ever. And it just showed that, you know, basketball was a viable sport to show on television. And then having it in a large arena was possible. And, you know, with the 50th anniversary of the Texas Western, going back to them again this year, you're going to start hearing a lot of publicity about that. But so with the Final Four being here this year, what you're going to have is the Astrodome sitting right next to NRG Stadium, where this, and that was where the historic game took place, the game of the century. And like I said, it just proved that they could play games in arenas. And a lot of people don't realize 3 years after that, they did play the Final Four in the Astrodome, and they drew 41,000 fans. So it showed, you know, pretty much that the NCAA was a could spark a lot of interest.
You talk a lot about several places you mentioned where there were death threats. What was the story that kind of struck you the most of the ones that you put in there from guys who got death threats and things like that?
Probably the one that stuck out was with Warren McVay, who was the first African-American football player at U of H. And when they went down to University of Mississippi, they actually played Mississippi State one weekend in October of 1967, and the following weekend they played Ole Miss. And when they were at Ole Miss, Warren got death threats. And there was Coach Yeoman, his coach, he had told me that they had warned Warren that they were going to shoot him if he scored a touchdown. And I documented this in the book, and also by talking to people, that there were a couple times in the game where Warren got caught from behind by Ole Miss defensive back. And if you knew anything about Warren McVay, nobody caught him from behind. And then one time he was wide open running for a touchdown at about the 50-yard line, and he just flat fell down. And Coach Yeoman told me when I interviewed him that he asked Warren about it a couple weeks later, and Warren said that he didn't want to score a touchdown out in the open because he was afraid that he might be shot. He said if he had been around the 1 or 2 yard line with a bunch of players gathered around, things like that, he probably would have gone in for a touchdown, but he didn't want to deal with that. And I interviewed one gentleman who was at the game, and he said, you know, these death threats cost the, because the Cougars ended up losing by a point, 14-13, and he felt that, you know, these death threats cost the Cougars the game.
Well, there's a lot of good stories like that in there. Tell people how they can get the book. It's called Houston Cougars in the 1960s, and it's a lot of good football. There's a lot about the basketball program, and it's stuff that we don't really think about anymore. But some of the things these guys went through is fascinating. Tell people how they can get it.
They can go to my website. It's HoustonCougars1960s.com. And on there, you can order it through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or from my publisher, who is Texas A&M University Press. And those are the ways you can order it.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in, and I really enjoyed the book, man. It's there's some fascinating stuff in there.
Thank you.
All right. Guys, we've got to get you lined up so that we can give away the Quaker Steak & Lube gift card. Basically, we're going to play What Are the Odds? So get on hold. You'll have to hold on through the break. 713-780-3776 with your What Are the Odds question. Best one wins a $50 gift card to enjoy a dinner on us at Quaker Steak & Lube in League City at 45 and FM 646. They have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces. TVs on every wall, so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it out online at thelube.com. Quick break. We'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
What Are the Odds segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. What are the odds that I wonder about Jason Braddock sometimes? Hustletown coming up next. Jason Braddock, Craig Shelton. Jason was just trying to explain to me who Lee Steinberg was, like I'd never heard of him. Come on, man. You that depressed over Clemson getting its butt whipped? Come on. They didn't really get their butt whipped. 713-780-ESPN. So here we are. We're playing What Are the Odds? The winner. Here's how it's going to work. We're going to go to you. If you're on hold, if you're not on hold, I think we have one line left. 713-780-3776. If you, we're going to go to you. You're going to give us your What Are the Odds and then stay on the line. Whoever has the best one in Jong Lee's judgment, not AJ's, not mine.
That's right.
Gets a $50 gift card to enjoy a dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. So, here we go. Lewis, you're first. Lewis, you're on the Blitz. Go, man.
Hello?
Hey, Sports.
Yeah, you're on, man. Go.
Okay, what are the odds that Owen Daniels scores 2 touchdowns in the Super Bowl?
I'll go with 5%.
I'll go 2%. Alex, you're on the Blitz. Go.
What are the odds, even in a Broncos win, Cam Newton still wins Super Bowl MVP?
0%.
Yeah, because for them to win, they're going to have to play great defense and shut him down. So, yeah, 0%. Jonathan or Joe Nathan, depending on how you
Hey, what are the odds that the NBA is more profitable than the NFL in 5 to 10 years due to concussion awareness and contracts not paying as well as the NBA? And the NBA promoting a star is better and willingness to change rules and tradition to better suit the consumer, like fantasy sports.
I'll go with 5% again.
I'll go 1%.
Yeah.
The problem is it's while all those things are at least in some part true, the concussion thing, nobody cares. I hate to break this to you. The fan doesn't care about concussions. The people watching TV don't care about concussion awareness. I don't care about concussion awareness. I'm going to watch the games, and so are they. So, yeah, all right, who's next? Brandon? Go, Brandon.
Hey, what are the odds?
Okay.
Yeah, what was I going to say?
All right.
What are the odds zombie apocalypse is going to happen before the Texans win a Super Bowl? There you go.
I'm going to say that's probably 60% zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, I'm leaning that way too.
Yeah, because they're not going to have a quarterback anytime soon. So, all right, Corey.
Hey, guys. Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
What are the odds the Jaguars can win the AFC South next year with 9 wins because of strength of schedule?
I'll go 8%.
I feel 5%.
And I think they're going to be the second or third best team again next year. And I think Andrew Luck being back changes what the Colts are. They're still a good ways away unless Blake Bortles sees some serious growth.
And I don't think that's going to happen. And strength of schedule, it's 2 games different from the other teams in the division. So that's just not enough for me to say, oh, then that's going to help them a bunch. I just don't think they're very good. They're not well coached. Bradley's not that good of a coach. Bortles isn't that good of a quarterback. And there's some talent there, but I think they're a long way away. I could see Tennessee making a move before. Wait, Tennessee just hired a crap coach, yeah, too. Never mind. All right, George.
Hi, yes. What are the odds, Fred, that you take in a homeless person and then that homeless person gets in a fight with the other celebrity or host that you have there on board that comes out on the afternoon?
With Salisbury's hobo?
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets in a fight with him.
I will never take in a homeless person because there's not enough room.
Yeah.
With me and my wife and a dog and 2 cats that don't exist, there's no room for a homeless person. But I would, any homeless person I would take in would be able to beat up Sean's homeless person.
Okay.
That would be part of the, they'd actually have to sign a contract that they could beat up Sean's guy.
Yeah, I've got damn near 3,000 square feet, and I'm not bringing in a hobo either.
No, listen, I admire the hell out of,
plenty of room, but no.
I admire the hell out of Sean for doing that, but it's not for me. I do other things to help, but I'm not going to, might give you a ride somewhere and might give you some food, but not coming to my house, man.
Yeah.
All right. Larry?
Yes. What are the odds Johnny Manziel will be a college football analyst on Fox Sports 1 in 2 years?
I'll go very low. I'm going to go 5%.
On Fox Sports 1? I could see Johnny doing TV at some point. But, all right, I think that's everybody, isn't it? Did I miss anybody?
Jong, who is our champion?
You got one more, Gray Squirrel callback.
Gray Squirrel's already been on. He's already had one of the odds.
Yeah, okay.
We'll let him try since it's a game. We're doing it different. Go ahead, Gray Squirrel.
You're too nice.
Hey, how y'all doing again? What are the odds Houston still has a quarterback issue next year?
100%.
Yeah, 100%. That's not
even if they draft somebody, no matter what they do, if they draft somebody, you're going to have to develop him.
Yeah.
He's not going to be ready right away. If you go get RG3 or one of those guys, there's going to be a huge question mark. You just don't know. So, yes, 100% that there's going to be an issue when the season starts. Okay, John.
Yeah, some of these callers hung up. I kind of like the Manziel question, but Larry hung up. I'm going to give it to George, the homeless guy.
Okay.
George the homeless guy. Congratulations.
Is George homeless?
No, I don't know. I don't know if he was trying to angle
homeless
for,
question.
Well, I don't know if he was angling for a place to live, which, But you win a $50 gift card to Quaker Steak and Lube. It's in League City at 45 and FM 646. They have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces. TVs on every wall, so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it out online at thelube.com. Congratulations, George. You are the winner. Okay, a lot of people said, when we were talking about athletes we'd party with, and a lot of people said Gronk. I don't think I want to party with Gronk.
You're out on that?
Gronk would get all the girls.
That's true.
See,
guys like Gronk, that's not the kind of drunk guy I want to hang out with. I mean, I would just get annoyed.
Yeah, yeah. Now Manziel
can party. He's just not my kind of party.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Not kind of my guy.
I'm with you on that. Manziel, I could kind of get down with a little bit.
Okay.
Mainly because I think he would share the wealth.
You think so?
Gronk would not. Because part of it was you'd want to hang out with beautiful women, right?
Right.
Gronk would take them all.
Okay.
Manziel would share. Yeah, I'll take his eighth, ninth, tenth cut. That's fine. You keep the top eight. I'm good with that. I'll take the lead. Gronk would want them all. That's why he's Gronk Smash.
That's true.
No, he would not be on my list. I'd get high with Gronk.
Yeah, of course.
But who wouldn't? Right.
I mean, sometimes you just do that just to say you did it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't tell anybody I had.
Oh, I would. I'd tell everybody. I can't keep a secret.
Okay. I know not to get high with you.
No, never. I'm a terrible weed partner.
All right. What do I have here? I have,
Oh, it's me, Fred. It's not you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have the other one.
Yeah.
I was looking at the wrong time here.
I was leaving you out hanging out to dry in here, you know.
Yeah.
What was I thinking? I got to tell you guys about Deep South Barrels. And, if you're tired of drinking bad booze but you don't really want to pay for the top shelf stuff, I might have the answer for you. That harsh, burning, cheap taste that you get and the hangover you get with cheap whiskey, you don't want to deal with that anymore. Deep South Barrels in Pearland has the solution, guys. Take the whiskey, age it in one of their personalized 2-liter barrels. That's going to expedite the aging process, remove the impurities, add a smoother, smokier flavor. You can do that in your own home, and you can do it in 30 days. And you can do it over and over and over again. So you could keep turning bad booze into good booze. Why wouldn't you do this? Join the movement. Support a local business. Please support a local business. These guys are good, man. Go to deepsouthbarrels.com. Use the promo code Hoffman to get 10% off your entire order. That's deepsouthbarrels.com, promo code Hoffman. They've been telling me a lot of you blitzers have been coming through and checking out their stuff. Please continue to do so. I really endorse the product because I think it's a great product. If you're looking to save some money on your booze bill, this is the way to do it. That's deepsouthbarrels.com, promo code Hoffman.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. This Saturday is the richest race day in Texas. Join me at the special 5 p.m. post time in the ESPN section. We'll play the handicapping contest, and you could win a dinner for four at the Winner's Circle Restaurant. Don't miss the guaranteed all-stakes pick four starting at race six. Watch, wager, and win. at the park with ESPN 97.5. As a matter of fact, I got another four-pack to give away to that. So caller 22, you're hanging out with me Saturday night at the track, 5 to 7. And I'm going to go hang out with some friends in the suites after
there
that.
There you go. Yeah,
big time, man.
Live up the big life.
Heck yeah. All right. We brought these back a few weeks ago. People seem to like them, so we'll keep doing them for now. But this is how we end the show on Wednesdays. Famous deaths. Let's start with our celebrities.
Well, aren't all these technically celebrities?
Well, yeah, but he breaks them down in celebrity sports figures, political figures, porn stars, animals, popes, killers, killed by famous killers, inventors, founders, and miscellaneous.
Okay.
And we say porn stars for last so we can play the game of how the porn star died. So, Tom Brookshire, football player and sportscaster, dead at 78. 2006, Chris Penn. Boy, that dude ballooned up big time at the end, didn't he? And in 1972, Mahalia Jackson, who sang He Got the Whole World.
In his hands, he's got the whole... I can only think of Steve Buscemi.
I know, exactly. Yeah. I was about to say the same thing. Okay.
Pretty little baby. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, that was a delightfully creepy character. All right, let's see. Any sports figures? Red Grange.
All right.
Made it to 87. That's a good run. That's a hell of a run. He was the galloping ghost.
He was.
And then he was just a ghost. Thurgood Marshall in 93. First African-American Supreme Court justice. Made it to 84.
That's a good run, too.
2007.
For a guy who was threatened with assassination multiple times. Yeah,
no kidding.
That's a good run.
All right. Animals, 2007. Barbaro, American Thoroughbred Racehorse.
Oh, we miss you, Barbaro.
I hit the trifecta in the Preakness when he broke down, so made a bunch of money.
One of your favorites? You like that he lost?
I like that he lost. I didn't want him to snap his leg.
Right.
Okay? I just wanted him to lose. Okay.
But if that's what it took, was your winnings worth his life?
Well, since I didn't know him personally, and he's probably insured. Yeah.
Kind of.
It was a good score. all right. Here are our dead popes. 1621 Pope Paul V, also known as Camillo Borghese.
Camillo Borghese.
In 1119, Gelasius II, also known as Giovanni Scatani. But they used to have much better names. 847, Sergius II.
Gelasius, I think is what it was. Gelasius.
Gelasius, okay.
Yeah. 840. I knew a stripper once named Gelasius.
Did you?
No, I made that.
Salacious? Okay. And then we have Pope Greg the Fourth.
Oh, Greg.
In 817, Stephanus the Fourth.
Stephanus.
In 772, Stephen the Third and Fourth. This guy.
Stephen.
This guy died twice.
Oof.
That's pretty amazing. And then in 672, Vitalianus. That's what it says.
Vitalianus.
It does end with anus. He was a saint. Do you know
that?
Yeah. A lot of people thought so. All right, here's your famous killers. Boy, when you talk about top five mobsters of all time, I think you got two of them here.
Okay.
1962, Charles Lucky Luciano, dead at 65. He's in my top five. In 1947, actually, I would not have him ranked nearly as high as Lucky Luciano because he was more reputation. Al Capone.
But the most famous of all gangsters, right?
Probably. Dies of neurosyphilis at 48. Yeah, there's
Is it like syphilis of the brain?
I guess it's syphilis that got into your brain. I don't do syphilis, so I couldn't tell you.
I'm anti-syphilis.
Yeah, I'm against that.
Big time against that.
There's in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, they have these tunnels.
In where?
Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, of all places.
Is Moose Jaw near Regina?
About an hour and a half drive.
Okay.
Yeah, the moose's jaw never gets...
It's not really that close to Regina.
They actually have...
What about moose nose? Near Regina? Closer?
Depends on the day.
Okay.
So there's certain times you don't want to be anywhere near it.
How about moose... Can I say moose knuckle? Can I...
Is jog even in there? I don't know.
Are you paying attention? Can I say moose knuckle? Is that close to Regina?
You good.
Moose knuckle Canada?
I think we've said a lot worse today already. Anyway, there's tunnels there that Al Capone built where they basically use those to move liquor during Prohibition to the States.
Nice.
So I've actually toured those. So if you're I know there's no reason for you to ever go to Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, but
there's
if you do,
not.
It's worth touring. That's the only good thing about Moose Jaw, by the way. That and a giant moose when you drive by. Okay, I'm lost now. Orville Wright, 1948, dead at 76.
That Orville of the famous Wright brothers?
Yes, that was his last flight. It was in 1948. 2015, Carl Gerassi, founder of the contraceptive pill.
Like dead birth control?
Yes, dead at 91. Man. Never
Thanks,
heard of
Carl.
Him, but I'd like to thank him. Okay, 2010, J.D. Salinger, wrote Catcher in the Rye.
My favorite book of all time.
Dead at 91.
Really good run for him.
Yeah. I love
that. My son is named after his book.
Really?
Yeah, Holden.
Okay. That was a good book. I think he wrote, if I'm not mistaken, he had one short story called Pigeon Feathers. It was really good, too. 1986, Krista McAuliffe dies in the Challenger disaster. And
so everybody dies in the Challenger disaster.
They all died. So you could have just said the Challenger.
Spoiler, they all died.
Emma Tillman, world's oldest living person in 2007. She was born in 1892. John, I'm not good at math. You've got to put the number on there for me, but I know it's more than 100 years old.
It's 100 and... John?
Help us?
John? You are resident Asian guy.
Wait, I got to...
1892 to 2007.
That'd be 107.
You put the
7... 125?
The 7 plus
18,
8.
What? 1897?
Years after 2000, 8 years before 1900. You combine those...
1892?
And then then you add 100 to the sum... And it's
115.
There you go.
115.
I knew we kept an Asian producer around for a reason. I knew it.
All right. And finally, two porn stars. 2006. What happened to them?
I thought we had best deaths.
Oh, wait. There's another page.
Yeah there's some good ones on there, too.
This is not responding to the music's not.
We don't need that music anymore.
Now you can sing, John. You can just sing it. Don't hang. Come on. Abe Vigoda, who we talked about.
Just recently. Yeah, that's this year.
1993.
Tessio.
Yeah, Tessio.
Can you do me one favor for old time's sake?
Can't do it, Sally.
Can't do it.
Andre the Giant.
The GOAT!
1993. Wow, these are some great deaths. Ted Bundy.
Greatest serial killer of all time.
Paul Bear Bryant.
Second greatest head coach of all time.
Winston Churchill.
Greatest prime minister of all time.
Robert Frost.
Solid poet.
Mahatma Gandhi. Greatest Gandhi of all time.
Greatest Gandhi ever, for sure.
Yeah. All right.
It's a good run.
Here we go. Porn stars. Anna Molly died from...
I see what she did with that
2006.
Name.
Yeah.
let me go with drug overdose.
Oh, car accidents. Oh,
caused by drugs? No.
I'm going to give you a point on that because she probably was stoned. And then... 2005, Karen Lancome. I'm very careful with that pronunciation.
For sure, drug overdose.
Ding, ding, ding. Suicide by drug overdose.
Yep.
2005. With a name like that, you'd have to. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Fun show today. Want to thank John Lee. Great job. AJ Hoffman. Great job. Jason Braddock, Greg Shelton coming up next with Hustle Town. Make sure you tune in. Sure, they'll break down all kinds of good stuff for you because that's what they do. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.